Well, the boys, 10 and 7, Daddy assumed they would dip the water out of the tank. It'd take them a while to do that. But the boys, they thought they would just take this tank and tilt it up on edge and spill it just like spilling water out of a bucket. They didn't realize the tank, a stainless steel tank, which probably didn't weigh over 60 or 80 pounds, maybe 100 pounds at most. Still, the tank alone was pretty heavy. But the tank held 100 gallons of water. Now, water weighs over 8 pounds per gallon. So we're up here somewhere between 850, 900, or maybe even 1,000 pounds on the total weight on this tank and the water that's in it. Well, these boys went out there thinking they would tilt this tank up. Well, they tried. Didn't work. So they had seen or heard, have learned about levers, and so they put a block down there and a 2x4 and tried to tilt it up. They couldn't even budge it. The older one told his little brother, said, "Hey, you know, Pastor Thurman, we listened to his teachings on angels. And he said when he couldn't do things as a child of God, he could ask the Father in Jesus' name for an angel. So he said, I'm going to ask the Father in the name of Jesus for an angel." So the little 10-year-old boy, he said, "Father, in Jesus' name, would you send us an angel?" He said, "Angel, I ask you to get a hold of this tank with us and help us to turn this over so we can dump this water out of this tank." Now, think about this. I got this testimony from this family out in the Northwest a few months ago. A 10-year-old boy and a 7-year-old boy would have trouble just turning a tank up on edge that weighed 100 pounds. They might not be able to do that. I don't think they could. But some 10-year-olds might, but most would not. But for sure, if there's another 800-plus pounds of water in that tank, you know they're not going to turn it over. But they asked for an angel. They prayed and asked the Father in the name of Jesus to send them an angel. And then they commanded the angel to help them turn over that tank. And that mother told me that that young 10-year-old and 7-year-old reached down and picked up that tank and turned it right up on its edge, and all the water spilled right out on the ground. Now, let me tell you, someone would say, "I don't believe that story." Well, if you don't believe that God has sent angels, until you learn to walk in faith, realizing these beings of grandeur are here to help you, you're never going to see one of them do anything for you, because God is a faith God. And until you learn to walk in faith, trusting and believing the promises that are written in this book, you're not going to see very many miracles, probably none. But if you will believe the Word of God, and you will act on the Word of God, and you'll do what it says, you will get to see God do great and wonderful things. Just think, here's a 10-year-old young man, a 7-year-old young man that believed the Word of God and had accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. And these young boys, as they asked the Father in Jesus' name, according to the Scripture, because it says we can ask the Father in Jesus' name for anything, and He will do it for us. We just, unfortunately, don't believe the promises of God. I didn't either for a lot of years. And, of course, they're so great and so powerful, I still have problems believing all these mighty, wonderful promises. But the more I believe them, the greater become the miracles that I see when I pray. But for a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old to take a tank of water that weighs nearly 1,000 pounds and to tilt it up on edge is impossible in the flesh realm. But in the spirit world, if you will ask the Father for an angel and then ask the angel to help you to turn it over, He will do it for you. And these beings of grandeur are sent to help us. But the Scripture clearly says that we can do these things. "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because they knew Him not. Beloved, how are we the sons of God? And does it not yet appear what we shall be? For we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." Now then, you have to get to the point in your life where you can see yourself as a joint heir with Christ and as a son of God. When you get there, then you'll be able to see the Lord do great and mighty things. Until you learn to walk in this faith, forget it. I was a Christian for many, many years, from the time I was 11 till at least mid-30s, or maybe, probably mid-30s. I never saw God do a miracle. I never saw an answer to prayer. Didn't know how to pray. Didn't know I had angels. So I was kind of going through life all alone. I wasn't alone because I know Jesus was with me, but I had not learned how to walk in faith. But about 35 years old, I began to get a hold of these promises slowly. And by the time I got to 40, I was walking in divine health. It was, or at least by my early 40s. I began to believe these promises that are written in this magnificent book. Now, I'm going to do the best I can to get you to believe what's written in this book. One of the things that I have noticed about Christians and how so many people say there's so many different interpretations of each verse of God's Word. One of the reasons I believe that's true, and I know that is true, different people can read the Word of God and they interpret it a different way. The Scripture says no Scripture is a private interpretation, but only as revealed to you by the Holy Spirit. Why do some people get such great and awesome revelation from the Word and others don't ever get any revelation from the Word? Well, I believe I have the answer to that. Some people have an intimate relationship with God. They're in His Word. They're loving Him. They go to bed with Him at night. They wake up with Him in the morning. They praise Him all during the day. They study His Word. They talk to Him. They ask Him for everything. They go around saying, hallelujah, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, you know, all day long. And that's kind of the way I am. We have an intimate walk with God. Well, in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, there's a statement. And I've even heard some of our presidents of our United States, as well as many other people, quote this verse. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, the things that God has prepared for those that love Him. And that's where they stop. They never quote the next verse. I virtually never hear anybody quote the next verse. And the reason I believe that is because they have not been given the revelation of what the next verse says. The next verse says, but He has revealed these things to us by His Spirit. Now then, if the Lord has revealed to us these things by His Spirit, then why don't we know them? Well, because we've not spent the intimate time with Him to get Him to release these things or to reveal these things to us. As we study God's Word, as we get in His Word, as we spend more time with Him, the more intimacy we have with God, the more time we spend reading His Word, the greater will become the revelation and the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding of the Scriptures that He will give to you. Now then, I believe that's the only way you can get it. Your eyes can't get it. Your ears can't hear it. But your spirit will get it as God alone reveals it to your spirit. Now then, this is about angels, these magnificent beings of grandeur. Until God has revealed to you that these fellows are here, and they're here to help you, and you believe that by faith, you won't ever see an angel do anything great for you. But when you get to where you believe this, you will get to see them do great and wonderful things. Just like the young boys that believed God and got to see this angel help them to dump that water out. That's a pretty awesome thing. Yes, dear children, we are already God's children right now, and we can't even imagine what it is going to be like later on. But we do know that when He comes, we will be like Him as a result of seeing Him as He really is. Now, that is the Living Bible translation of John where we were reading there. Yes, we really are children of God. We're already children of God, and we have the ability to ask the Father in the name of Jesus for these angels to help us. Let's go on into this chapter and let's see some of this subject matter and how it does not change here. In Hebrews chapter 2, let's verse 1, it says, therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proves steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward. Every transgression. It says, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward. Just think, as children of God, we don't get by with anything. God is watching over us, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward. That goes back and confirms what's written in Proverbs 26:2, that no curse comes upon you undeserved. So anytime a curse comes upon you, something happens, you have done something wrong. It's really quite amazing that these things work just like God's word says they will. In verse 3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? So great a salvation. In other words, that word salvation there is the word soterio, which means safety, delivered, or rescue. But it says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which is at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him. God also bearing witness has with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will, for he has not put the world to come, of which he spoke in, put it in subjection to these angels. God has done such a great and mighty work in the creation that these magnificent beings that he sent here, he has sent these fellows to help you and me, that these angels or these beings of grandeur, if you'll call on them in the name of Jesus, they will do great and mighty things for you.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.